Festival director Vincent Mercier says in the middle of the festival he began receiving anonymous telephone threats demanding the organizers cancel public screenings of a French film called Thomas Sankara, A Man of Integrity. The film is about the former president of Burkina Faso, killed during a bloody coup d'etat in 1987. The film examines the policies of the former leader, sometimes called the Che Guevara of Africa, his revolutionary program, including a fight against corruption and improving the status of women, provoked strong opposition from traditional leaders. Some African leaders still see Mr. Sankara's legacy as a threat. Festival director Mercier.
This in particular has been the source of a certain tension here. We've screened it as many times as we had planned we would. So it shows that a human rights festival here is possible, but it's still not all that consensual. This is where we are here.
For the past 5 years, the festival had been held in Paris. Organizers say they wanted to show films to Central Africans that they would not otherwise see. The festival screened the film about Mr. Sankara 5 times in public and private venues.
All the places are crowded, and there's a strong appetite for the population to talk about those different things, human rights, liberty of freedom of speech, freedom for the media, but as well as social and economic rights.
Central African human rights lawyer and festival president Edith Duzima says the festival's films reflect issues that Central Africans face but do not always acknowledge. She says the films help Central Africans see more clearly their own human rights situation and look for abuses. During the festival, the Hague-based International Criminal Court announced it is launching an investigation into possible war crimes committed 5 years ago in Central African Republic, when former President Ange Félix Patassé fought a coup attempt by current President François Bozizé. Lawyer Duzima says the Central African human rights community welcomes the start of the investigation. She says it is fortunate that the International Court made the announcement during the festival. The human rights lawyer says the announcement sends a strong message to victims of the coup's suppression, as well as to past, current, and future war criminals that human rights abuses will not be tolerated in Central African Republic. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.